In July, the state of Tennessee will stop its current practice of allowing prosecutors to charge mothers with assault if they used drugs while pregnant. The intent, supporters say, was to get mothers into treatment and protect infants. But after 2 years, lawmakers say the program is not working because too many pregnant women, fearing arrest, aren't seeking out treatment options. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, a baby is born suffering from opioid withdrawal every 25 minutes in the United States. And in Massachusetts, hospitals are seeing evidence that the epidemic is skyrocketing. Deborah Becker from Here and Now contributor WBUR in Boston reports.
A peekaboo. Your turn. Where did James go?
It's hard to believe that when James was born a year ago, he was going through opioid withdrawal. Now he brightly smiles as occupational therapist Victoria Peek tests his development.
O's? Are those O's?
Peek is examining James at the Newborn Developmental Follow-Up Clinic at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The director of the clinic, Dr. Leslie Kersner, is examining him too. She's tracking the development of babies like James until they're 2 years old, children who were born going through withdrawal from drugs their mothers used during pregnancy. Recent data suggests that the rate of drug-dependent newborns in Massachusetts is about 3 times the national average. That's about 16 in every 1,000 births. Dr. Kersner says about 70% of the babies born exposed to drugs exhibit dramatic withdrawal symptoms.
They go from state to state, from alert, awake, to crying. You know, it's like 0 to 60 in just a couple of seconds. They don't have smooth state regulation like other full-term babies do. They have a high-pitched cry. They are not healthy looking.
Most of the moms giving birth to exposed babies here in the past year are white and about 30 years old. Close to 90% of the pregnancies were not planned. James was one of those babies. Shortly after birth, he was diagnosed with what's called neonatal abstinence syndrome, and he was given drugs to get him through the withdrawal.
So James was exposed to methadone and did go through neonatal abstinence syndrome, requiring medical therapy with both morphine and phenobarbital, which is not unusual when a baby might have also been exposed to other things.
Shortly after he was born, James was put up for adoption. That's when 34-year-old Kristen Fontaine and her husband got involved. They were looking to adopt, and they came to see James in the special care nursery at the hospital.
He was like 8 pounds, this tiny little thing. And we were here 18 hours a day. My husband and I were sat with him 18 hours a day. And the nurses said that's what really got him through the whole process.
Doctors believe that bonding with a caregiver and being held and soothed helps these babies developmentally. Many doctors try to keep the babies with their birth mothers, at least initially after birth. In Massachusetts, hospitals are required to file a complaint with the state when a baby is born exposed to drugs, and that's even if a mother is prescribed them legally. The Massachusetts Department of Children and Families then decides where a child goes from there. From March of 2014 until February of this year, the agency responded to more than 4,700 cases of children born drug exposed. More than 700 babies were placed in state custody. James left the hospital with his adoptive parents when he was just 5.5 weeks old, which is considered a very short amount of time. And it's something Fontaine still has a hard time talking about.
It's hard to think about the kids that are there now.
James does appear to be thriving now. He gets regular visits from early intervention specialists and Dr. Kersner. During this visit, Fontaine tells her about the programs she takes James to every week. Baby swim, baby yoga, play groups. And she says she's confident he's going to be okay.
He's going to just be a normal, happy kid. He's going to play baseball, according to his dad. And he's going to be a pitcher, and he's going to be lefty.
There's not a lot of data on the long-term outcomes for babies born exposed to opioids. Dr. Kersner says most of the withdrawal symptoms wear off in a few months. Some studies suggest that there are lifelong effects for exposed babies. Other studies suggest there are not. Dr. Kersner hopes to start answering some of those questions by gathering data from her clinic and expanding it. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.